no doubt, in my mind anyhow, that the current approach of leaving antitrust enforcement almost solely to competition authority is unsustainable. And with our limited resources and with our limited powers to track down and punish wrongdoers, we leave, at the end of the day, consumers and businesses exposed when they need not be. The people and the businesses of Europe deserve better. A competition authority cannot be everywhere at once. And a competition culture needs ears on the ground and the capacity to respond quickly when an injustice has occurred. An option for private action increases greatly that possibility. Main principles behind our proposals set out in the white paper are, number one, our first and foremost objective is to make damages claims by victims much more effective than they are today, such as to ensure full compensation to victims. And secondly, to achieve that objective, joint efforts between the EU and the Member States will be required. Member States need to reform their national legal systems, while the EU can contribute to that change by setting minimum requirements for effective redress. Damages awarded in the first claim should fully compensate the victim, no doubt, fully compensate for all losses suffered, nothing more, but also nothing less, so to say. Number two, collective redress. It is an absolute necessity if we want to ensure that large groups of victims with small value chain claims have access to justice. And therefore, we suggest a combination of two complementary mechanisms. So, number one, the opt-in collective actions, and number two, the representative actions. Final infringement decisions of member states' competition authorities should be considered sufficient proof of an infringement in subsequent actions for damages. And that is common sense, so to say.